More and more music lovers are discovering American soprano Benita Valente, who has long been a favorite of many classical music critics. New York Times music critic John Rockwell wrote, "Valente is as gifted a singer as we have today, worldwide." Valente has performed in operas and recitals around the world, yet she has seldom recorded. She recently returned to the recording studio to make a compact disc of Lieder by Schubert, Haydn, and Mozart. Benita Valente won the Metropolitan Opera auditions in 1960, then became soprano in residence at the Marlborough Music Festival in Vermont. She made her debut at the Met in 1973. She lives in Philadelphia now, where she first moved to study at the Curtis Institute of Music. City life took some getting used to after growing up on a California farm. Benita Valente told me that at an early age she was encouraged to sing.
I knew that it affected people, and people would stop and listen and say, "What a pretty voice you have," and I suppose that I liked those strokes and just continued in that vein.
What were you singing before you started training?
My father had a lot of records, and they were mostly Italian tenors, so I knew a lot of tenor repertoire when I got to the Curtis Institute, and the tenors just killed me for that. But anything that had a beautiful melody, I loved.
What attracted you to opera? Was it the records that you heard?
Yes, I think so, and the melodies just did something to me.
Let's talk about your repertoire.
Okay.
I think you became known first for your Lieder, for your art songs, and then for opera. Do you feel like you've emphasized Lieder in your career?
I have emphasized it because I worked with a wonderful Lieder singer, and that was Lotte Lehmann. And although she stressed opera as much as Lieder, I tried to keep both sides of it going at the same level. And when one side would get low, I would... As for example, I went to Germany, and right after I graduated from the Curtis, I guess it was 2 years later, because I felt as if I wasn't getting enough opera in this country. And I knew if I auditioned there and got into an opera house, I'd be doing leading roles for as long as I wanted to, and I stayed there 2 years.
Is there more occasion for subtlety in Lieder or in art
Yes.
song than there is in opera?
Yes, there is, because it's you're not having to sing through an orchestra. The songs are, many of them can be more fragile. They're little mini dramas, and there are many more subtleties. In opera, you stand there, you feel like your machinery is rolling at a higher pace because you're having to project the sound at a higher level the entire time to get across the space of the stage and the opera house and across the orchestra, which is always spread out in front of you.
When you're learning a song, where do you begin with the words or the music? Is there a point of entry for you?
Well, usually the music is what attracted me to the words. Then before I study it vocally and learn all the notes, of course, a melody is much easier to remember than the words. I'll then, if it's in a foreign language, will translate the words and really find out exactly what they're all about and try to delve into the history of the poetry.
Prefer singing in your native tongue?
Oh, I think so. I wish that everything were in English. It's the communication is so much easier.
Do you feel you can get more depth into a song if you really are intimately familiar with the language?
Oh, yes, I do definitely feel that. And I'm close to Italian because it was the language that I grew up with. My parents spoke Italian. I didn't speak it. I understand it quite well and have had to study it in order to speak it.
Is it true that in many European countries, most of the songs are translated into the language of the singer, and that Americans have, have more of a burden in this area because they're expected to sing it in the native
tongue. That's right. In Germany, we sang everything in Germany, in German, in the small house that I was in the first year. We did the Italian roles in German. We did the Mozart roles that were written in Italian in German. And, of course, it helped my German tremendously.
Well, why is it in European countries it's accepted to sing in the language of the country you're in, where in America people think that you're cheating if you translate something into English?
I've often puzzled over that myself. It shouldn't be that way. We should be able to sing things in translation. Although, of course, if the composer wrote it to a certain language, it means that it fits much better that way, and the translation would have to be extremely good to make it work, and there are not that many that are wonderful.
What happens when you don't really know a language well and you have to sing a song in it?
You pray a lot. I just work at it as hard as I can in the time that I have to catch up with whatever and hope for the best.
Do you have to take pronunciation lessons?
Oh, you do. You take pronunciation and you take you go to a coach, a diction coach, and then a coach to help you with the set the words to the music and to make it sound right. Because singing it and speaking it are two different things. When you sustain it, you get a different kind of vowel sound. You have to sustain that sound, and you don't always know what it sounds like to the person who's listening. And that's why you need the coach to help you through that, to make sure you're doing it the right way.
You really have to pronounce the words very clearly when you sing. Are there parts of the vocal range where it's especially hard to do that?
In the higher range, of course, yes. It's more intense and it's harder to manipulate the tongue, I suppose, and the teeth. Your mouth is more open.
You were once quoted as saying something to the effect that Lotta Lehmann had made it clear to you that she doubted if you had the goods to really make it professionally.
Well, she thought I had a very small voice, and I was very shy around her. And every now and then I'd do something very surprising, and she would have to change her mind. And I knew she had also said that she had been discouraged as a young person, and she knew in her heart of hearts that she had something special to give. And so I took that for myself. I knew also that I had something to give, and even if she slightly discouraged me, I was maybe one of the youngest ones in the class, too, that as long as I felt I had something, that I should go on.
So did you, in your training, try to expand your voice? Make it larger?
Making it larger is a very dangerous thing if you do it falsely, but if you use all the resonance that you have, that's the right way to approach it. And I feel that with Margaret Harshaw, whom I've worked with for many years, at least 15, has had a lot to do with that, with hearing and knowing that there was resonance that I wasn't using and putting me in the right place vocally.
Was there a part of your diaphragm or your vocal cords that you thought were freed up in that part of the training?
It was part of my brain.
Really?
It's really, you sing with your brain. If there's something you tell it you want, then you do that if it's within your capabilities. If you don't know to ask that of yourself, then it doesn't come.
What do you do with your voice when you're singing to keep longevity in mind? In other words, I think singers in all styles of singing risk blowing out their voice if they don't treat it right, and if they don't, in concert and in rehearsal and in exercises, take certain things into account. What do you have to take into account as an opera singer?
You can't get too tired. Maybe you have the same feeling too when you've talked all day long. You get so tired and you start to get a little raspy, and you can't do that to the vocal cords if you're singing, because the next day it shows. You really have to rest out. You take care of yourself physically. Probably shouldn't go to baseball games and scream your head off, but I love doing that. We don't smoke. We don't sit in smoky rooms. We don't have a lot of alcohol, maybe none at all. We just have to take really good care of ourselves. Tiredness is about the worst thing for the voice.
Must feel bad when you're singing and you're really tired, and
yes,
and you know you can't really put everything you have in.
You feel terrible.
What does it feel like when you know you're on, when things are going really well?
It's exhilarating. It's wonderful.
Benita Valente sings Lieder of Schubert, Haydn, and Mozart on her recent Pantheon CD.